what I would like to do tonight and is try and go through, start out with studying a sugya related to Yom Kippur, even though we're 2.5 weeks before Yom Kippur and only a week before Rosh Hashanah. Starting with dealing with terms relating to the vidui of Yom Kippur. And to try and get that and build up an idea and see how we can understand more about how preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom Kippur in general. And learn a few general ideas from the vidui itself. That means we're not going to be studying the vidui as just studying the davening. Because that would be the case, I would postpone this year for another 10 days or maybe Shabbat Shuvah or something. But the point is to try and get the ideas out of it and try and get explanation. Mainly around the term Pashanu. What does Pashanu mean? And just like I put in the headline. And study the sugya of the video of Yom Kippur and build up the ideas by it. So the sugya of the video of Yom Kippur basically starts with the Mishnah and Masechet Yoma. The Mishnah and Masechet Yoma basically tells us about the video of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which we recite in the Seder Avodah, whichever version we say, but we recite it. And the video of the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah tells us in Yom Adaf Lamehe Amud Bet, in your source sheet number 1. So I just quoted the video itself. Umitvadeh v'kach haya omer. Ana Hashem, aviti, pashati, chatati lefanecha, ani uviti. Ana Hashem, or some versions are Ana Bashem. Okay, we're not going to go into this slight difference. Whoever wants more elaboration, look up Ala Tshuva Rav Soloveitchik. I think he has a whole ma'alech on that. Ana Hashem, kaperna la'avonot, לפשעים ולחטאים שאביתי ושפשעתי שחטאתי לפניך אני וביתי אנסו ככתוב בתורתך. And then we go on the psukim. So we have three terms relating to different types of sins which repeat themselves three times in the vidui. Okay, and they go as follows. It starts as Ana Hashem aviti pashati chatati. Then again, kaperna avonot pshaim vechataim sheaviti shepashati vechatati. And every time in exactly the same order, aviti, pashati, chatati. That is the Mishnah. In the Mishnah itself, we don't find any opinion that Marsha, you have a sheet.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ah, okay. We don't see in the Mishnah any different opinion. And this is the order. We find three terms, Avon, Pesha, and Chatat, that are mentioned three times in the Vidui. And we go over, and we find in the Gemara, brings us a Braita. And in the Braita, we see that the order, and the order of which we mentioned the different types of sins, is in dispute with two Tanaim. So we read in the... I don't know if you noticed, but our vidui on Yom Kippur is not in the order that appears in the Mishnah. Yeah, and we'll see in 2 seconds. I reckon you may have come across this in the past, but we'll try to elaborate more. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have the Braita. Ketzad mitvade. And this is repeating almost the Mishnah. Aviti, pashati, chatati, the order. Avon, pesha, and chatat. Okay. V'chen b'sa'ir ha-mishtaleach, hu omer. When he has the... When the Torah mentions the Seir HaMishtalech, where the Seir that we goes Lazazel, okay? Good English term. V'itvada alav et kol avonot bnei Yisrael, v'et pish'eyem lechol chatotam. That means the Pasuk mentions these three different terms in the order, in this specific order, avon, peshan, chatat, et avonot bnei Yisrael, v'et kol pish'eyem lechol chatotam. V'chen b'Moshe omer, when Moshe Rabbeinu says it gimel minos after Chet Egel in the end of Parshat Kitisa, nose avon v'fesha v'chata'a. Like just as we say, we're going to say, you start saying Slichas Motzi Shabbos, we're going to say you'd give them midot a lot of times, and that's the order we say the things, avon, pesha, v'chata'a. Divrei, now we notice that also the Mishnah that gave us the order of the vidui, just without it, as if nobody says anything else, this is only Divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay? Just as the Gemara a lot of times says, a stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, when a Mishnah doesn't just writes things out and doesn't tell us who said it, so usually it's Rabbi Meir. Okay? V'chachamim omrim, Avonot elu asdonot. And here are Chachamim. I mean, Rabbi Meir basically didn't give us any explanation to the order of these terms. And the only thing is he just gave a proof, which is, I mean, technically is enough. You don't have to explain, but if you have a proof in the Pesukim, technically it's enough, but we would expect explanation, but he didn't. He just gave us Pesukim that show that the video is supposed to be in that specific order. Avon, Pesha, and Chatat. Chachamim can start with explaining the terms. Chachamim omrim, Avonot elu asdonot. So, avonot is things that we do b'meizid. These things that we did on purpose. V'chen hu omer, hikaret tikaret ha-nefesh ahi avona abam. When a person does something b'meizid, v'ha-nefesh ha-taseh b'yad rama, I brought the beginning of the pasuk, which isn't mentioned in the Gemara, b'yad rama is in doing things purposely, with knowing what we're doing, and because we did the chet, that's called avon. P'sha'im eilo meradim. What's the difference? That's rebellion. Mered is a rebel, yeah? Mered bal kuchva. Right, the Bar Kochva, revolt, okay, or rebellion. And Pshaim and Omaridim, what's the difference between Meizid, okay, Zdonot, and Meradim? If a person, for instance, has a big taiva to eat something that is forbidden to eat, okay, and he eats it, even though he knows it's Usr, that's Meizid. Did it on purpose, it wasn't Shogeg, didn't do it by mistake, he did it on purpose, he knew, a person knew that it's Asur, okay? And because he did it, that's regular mazik. But it's not a rebellion. A person had, you know, was fighting with Yetzer Hara and didn't manage to overcome it. So on one hand, it's mazik, but it's not a revolt. It's not a rebellion. A person still believes in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of people, I think, even most people who say upright that they don't keep Torah and mitzvot, usually not because they say we have something against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Usually, it's too hard, so difficult, so many details, so many this, so many that. It's why you religious people have such a hard life. You know? Usually it's mazid on one hand, sometimes that they know it's not Peseder, but they don't have the powers, or they don't want to take out the powers to challenge and manage to take the good out of themselves and work on their midot and on their behavior and all the rest. So avonot is the regular mazid. When a person isn't rebelling, isn't doing lehaches, as we say. Pshayim elu ameradim, v'chen hu omer melech mu'av pashabi. Just like there was a revolt, in the olden days, like there was a melech Yisrael conquered other places, and melech mu'av, they were in charge over the area of mu'av, and then the king of mu'av, when he did a revolt against the Jewish king, so melech mu'av pashabi. So the pesha comes interpreted as a revolt.
That
is things that we didn't do on purpose. Okay, that is the interpretation of the terms Chachamim bring down. So Chachamim say, so what's the point? If you already said vidui, and we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us for the worst things we did, for the things we did with Mezid, the Avon, and the Pesha, so chatat, no, that's already peanuts. What are you mentioning the chatat? Usually you go from the lighter to the heavier. Say, please forgive me for the lighter ones, and then for the more heavier, and then for the heaviest. What's the point of mentioning the chatat after the avon pesha? And therefore say, chachamim changed the gersa. And they say, ela kacha ya mitvade, chatati ve'aviti ve'pashati lefanecha ani uveiti. Okay, and that is the way we also say the video today. If I'm not mistaken, the Machzor, that's the way it appears. And the Rambam brings it down to Halacha. We pass him like Chachamim against Rabbi Meir, and we say Chatati Aviti Pashati, and not the other way around, Aviti Pashati, and at the end Chatati. So that is the order according to Chachamim. Chachamim bring a few psukim, which I just skipped they bring a few psukim to prove their stand, but. What's the question? The question is that Rabbi Meir didn't stand alone. He also brought the Yud Gimel Midot. He said, you know, we have the Yud Gimel Midot, Nosei Avon Vafesha Vechata'a, and there in the Yud Gimel Midot we say first the Avon, then the Pesha, and then the Chata'at. How do we explain that? Because Chachamim use logic. They say, how could we say, mention the Shogeg after you mentioned the Mezid? What's the point? And after you already asked forgiveness for the Averas that we did purposely, what's the point asking forgiveness for the Shogeg? It's already light. So how do we explain that? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu change around the order? And he mentioned the chet after the avon v'pesha. So we have to explain this pasuk according to Chachamim. Amar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was part of the prayer of Israel. What was Moshe Rabbeinu praying when we were saying Yud Gimel Midos? Ribono Shel Olam, b'sha'a sheYisrael chotim lefanecha ve'osim tshuva, ase lahem zdonot kishgagot. What is he saying? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't asking as follows: forgive us for the avon, forgive Bnei Israel for the pesha, forgive Bnei Israel for chatat. No, you were saying, forgive Bnei Israel for the avon of pesha and consider it only as a chatat. That, just like you say, the Gemara says in different contexts, when a person does tshuva at least miyira, so Kadosh Baruch Hu considers the avonot, the sins that a person did amazed, and considers it only like shogeg. If a person does tshuva me'avo, so the sins that were done b'mezid are considered as if schuyot, which is a very big chiddush. But at least here, explaining our pasuk, the explanation is that the turn these chet ve'avon, the avon v'pesha, turn it into chet av shogeg. Now, we asked ourselves, and I will ask myself, you know, okay, so we understand chachamim, everything is okay. But what does Rav Meir hold? What does Rav Meir hold? Why does he behold zot? Change the order. I mean, okay, see, as a pasuk, he didn't explain why the video comes in that sequence. He just brought psukim, he brought the Gil Mido to prove it, but he doesn't explain what's the logic in mentioning the shogeg after mentioning the mezid. Okay, what's the point in it? So, what I would like to do is go through a few interpretations to understanding Rav Meir Shita, and then try and maybe get to a chiddush here that I would like to present before you and build up an idea out of it. So let's first see the Maharsha in his chiddushei agadot on Rabbi Meir Shita. And he comes and he tries to explain what's Rabbi Meir Shita, source number 3. Says the Maharsha, Nir'eh, Devadai Rabbi Meir na misvir alei avon hu mezid vepesha hu mered vechetu shogeg. Marsha says Rabbi Meir isn't disputing the interpretation of the terms according to Chachamim. Chachamim explained the terms Chet Avon and Pesha, Chet Shogeg Avon Mezid Pesha Rebellion. He agrees on the terms. That's number one. Just Kedemuchach Ikrai, just like we have Psukim, Demaiti Lekaman, we have Psukim, and he doesn't contradict those Psukim. Ela de Tamar, what is a Svara? שיתוודא מקודם על הזדונות שהם שכיחים ועושה לתיאבון ואחר כך על המרדים שהם להכעיס ואינו שכיח ומצוי כל כך ואחר כך על החטאים שאינם מצויים ידועים כלל. He says the sequence of the order, the logic of the order of the video according to Rabbi Meir is that we say the video on the sins, we first say video on the sins that we come across the most, then the ones that we come across less, and the third, the one that we come across the least. Now, he says, the ones that we come across the most, or at least that we're aware of the most, that would be the correct terminology, the ones that we're aware of the most are the things that we do purposely, the things that we know we're aware of what we're doing. Okay? The things are second things, the things that are rebelling, we do lahachis, almost never comes up. Okay? And the things that are shogeg, we don't even know about, probably. If nobody's going to tell us, we won't even know about it. Okay? So there's the one that we're not aware of. Adam, we say, you know, הזדונות והשגגות אתה יודע הנסתרות לשם אלוקינו פרשת שבוע קדוש ברוך הוא, you know what we sinned, we didn't even notice we're sinning, we didn't even notice we're not beseder, and that is the order, and that's the way the Maharsha tries to explain the sequence. Different explanation. Nitzim Veloshin comes and says something, a very big yisod, and every explanation here I think really teaches us a yesod in machshava, even though there are different explanations for the same shita, for the same opinion, they teach us all a big thing in machshava. And here the Mitzvah Veloshin says there are two types of shogeg. According to Rabbi Meir, we mentioned the shogeg after the mezid. He says there is a shogeg that is worse than a mezid. What is a shogeg? Which things is done not purposely could be worse than a mezid? He says shigigat talmud. Olazadon. And that is, I should be saying this to myself and anybody who teaches, or anybody who says something to someone else. When you teach something wrong, even if you made a mistake, it's worse than doing one avera b'mezid. If a person does one thing b'mezid purposely, or even out of rebellion, And he doesn't, not Beseder. But a person who teaches something wrong, makes a mistake in his teachings, that's generations and generations. You're going to have to, and you know, it's not only teachers, it's not only for rabbis or teachers. It's for every parent. If we make a mistake in chinuch, the consequences could be much worse than any other sin we may ever do, ben adam l'makom, or sometimes even to our friends. When we're teaching other people, when we have influence in other people, we have to, chachamim yizaru b'divrechem, we have to watch out every word we say, every action we do, because I have an influence on other people, and that could be the worst of them all. So says the Netziv, when we're saying vidui on shogeg, we're including also the shogeg, the mistakes we did in chinuch, the mistakes we did in teaching. And those mistakes could be maybe the worst of them all. Worse than all the mezidim we did all together. And that's why it comes last in the sequence, according to Rabbi Meir. So that is one thing, I don't know. It's interesting, I was just thinking about this now while I'm talking to you, that Ramir was a Talmud of Elisha ben Ravuya, who it was known as a big koifer, you know, and he started from him. I don't know, maybe he thought about certain things that when he, according to the Netziv, he may have been thinking about these type of things, what mistakes in chinuch, what the consequences of mistakes in chinuch could be. I mean, we can't always blame ourselves for things that happen, but it's our responsibility to make sure that we make the least mistakes as possible. Okay, and we'll read the Netziv's things in their source itself, in Parashat Kitisa, on the Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Yudgil Midot, Nosei Avon Rafesh HaFachata'a, where it comes in this sequence, that Rabbi Meir Paskins also the Halacha, says, V'netziv v'nir'e lefi ha'pshat, right, okay, he knows that Chachamim interpret the Pasuk differently, but he says, B'chozot, even though Chachamim interpreted that Zdonot Nasim Kishkagot, that was the interpretation of Chachamim, but I want to give you the Pshat, V'nir'e lefi ha'pshat, Sh'yesh Shogeg, שהוא גרוע מזדון ממש, שאינו אלא בתאווה שבאה לשעה. Mostly it's usually only out of time, a certain yetzer hara we have to do something that's not beseder, even though we're aware of it, and it's also something that's only for a limited amount of time. אבל שגיגת תלמוד, או טעות בהליכות עולם, meaning also חינוך or הליכות, you know, midas, things like that, שמכשילה הרבה, V'ulezadon, it counts up as if it's mazid or even maybe more than that. Afal gav she'inoy lashgaga, even though it was done by mistake. V'orat etil. Aval kilkulim mize achet rabba meod v'nechshavim lezadon. The consequences of this type of sin are much worse. That is the perush of the Netziv. So basically we have the perush of the Gemara that said, of Chachamim, that the sequence of Avon, Pesha, and Chatat is that the mazid turns into shogeg. If we do tshuva, because Baruch Hu turns, considers only the shogeg. Second interpretation of Maharshal, it goes by what we're aware of, we say first, what we're not aware of, we say last. And that was why we mentioned the shogeg last. And the interpretation of the Netziv that says that shogeg could be sometimes the worst if we're talking in the field of chinuch, of teaching. And in the case that we make mistakes in that field, it could be worse than all the other sins we take. That is the perush of the Netziv. Now, the fourth parish I wanted to give you is the parish that starts building up the idea a little bit. And this comes by Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, whoever knows the name, is the name of the Mechaber of the Torah Tmima. Now, the Mechaber of the Torah Tmima is the author of another few Sfarim. Another set, if you ever met on the Torah, Tosefet Bracha, five volumes, deals mainly with grammar and the Inyanim of Lashon and of the Psukim. He deals with it a lot. And there's another sefer of Rav Epstein, which is Baruch She'amal, which is Pirushim on the Davening. It's also very interesting, Pirushim on the Davening, also going into a lot of explanation of different words we say in Davening, what they mean, and that is for a different year. So, in Tosefet Bracha, on this pasuk also, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, the Baal HaTorah Tmima, tells us, tries to suggest explanation of his own also to this sequence of that Rabbi Meir brought down the halacha, even though we don't pass in it, of mentioning the mezid, the avon and the pesha before we mention the chatat. And what is the explanation? I'll explain orally before we read it in. What he says is that a lot of times, you know, We can always ask ourselves why are we punished for the things we didn't do on purpose? Shogeg. You know, it's a person. You know, we sometimes do all kinds of things and we make mistakes. You know, and we're people. We're men. We're human. So why does Hakadosh Baruch Hu give a punishment, even though it's not? Why are the shogeg avirot counted also if we made a mistake? Anybody?
Carelessness.
Maybe because you don't want to. Like, if you made a mistake, not on purpose, okay, you'll be forgiven for it, but you shouldn't just take it for granted. That you should let us think about things before you either do them or say them to make sure that they're true, and not just the stump say things because, okay, it doesn't matter, it won't be forgiven.
Right. That means what you're saying is basically it's a kind of a warning to watch our behavior, to make sure we don't make mistakes.
Right.
It's kind of a knas that makes us, as I say in Hebrew, harta'a, that makes you watch out. You're gonna be; these are gonna be counted too. So watch yourself more, right? Okay, be more careful.
But carelessness. In other words, if you would care more, you wouldn't. You would have been more careful.
Right. And I mean, it fills in what Marsha is saying. Basically, it's make sure you watch out and don't make a mistake. There's certain things that could be fatal. You want to, a kid runs into the road, okay, by mistake, didn't notice, and they didn't see the car coming, lolling, okay, or anybody walking the road. If a person would get used to doing things properly, that mistake wouldn't happen. If a person, for instance, let's take the example of crossing the road properly. If a person crosses the road properly every time, in most cases, Shomer Pleim Hashem, things can always happen. But in general, if he looks properly every time he crosses the road, so then the accident won't happen. But a person doesn't look, just takes the chance. So if he's not, so sometimes he's just, he'll be lucky. But the mistake or the accident is going to happen at the end of the day. If a person doesn't watch himself properly, so at the end of the day, the accidents are going to happen too. This is what the idea on the Torah Pinyon comes to say. What does he say? He says, a person who doesn't do a avon and a pesha will not get the achatat. People who get to the thing, doing things in shogeg are people who don't watch themselves enough on the avon and the pesha. If we're not aware all the time of what we're doing, and we don't make sure that we don't do things purposely, we're going to find ourselves doing things by mistake, even without noticing what we're doing. We make ourselves used to behaving in certain ways. So if we make ourselves used to behaving the right way, accidents in general will almost not happen. Mistakes, those type of mistakes will not happen. But if we get used to not behaving in the proper way, we get used to the avon and the pesha, so that causes also the chatat. And that is the idea. And I'm basically saying that if we start out with a clean slate, we basically will almost never get to the accident situation. But when we're careless, avon and pesha, we don't. So then we get also to the chatat. One causes the other, and that is why in the Pasuk, and according to Rabbi Meir, okay, which takes that Pasuk, Halacha L'maaseh, the Chatat appeared after the Avon HaPesha. Want to ask a question? Yeah, Ross.
I think it might go along with it also. I think there's an aspect, there are different aspects of Shogeg, at least like on Shabbos, there's an aspect of Shogeg that's amazing. You have, you could not know it's Shabbos, and you cannot know that the thing is Usser, right? There's two different aspects. If you don't know it's Shabbos, so that's carelessness. If you don't know that it's Usser, it's because you didn't take the time or make the effort to learn.
Right.
And that's an aspect of Mazid there. So there could be an aspect of Mazid to every Shogeg that if you would have learned enough, then you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I mean, there's always Shogegs that you, you by mistake you leaned on the line. Okay. Thing. Let's put it this way: a person, and that's true. I mean, it's true. I mean, there's always shogeg that you can never that's almost kov l'ones, as the Gemara will say. It's almost inevitable that it would happen. But there's also shogeg kov l'mezid, and maybe that's one of the terms we're going to elaborate in a second. But maybe the best example, for a case where people say mezid, a person doesn't watch what he says. Doesn't care what he says. So a person, say, talks not nicely in forums that he allows himself to talk freely, even if he'll go to an interview or to a place where he has to act formally, it'll happen, the mistakes will happen. The person who watches his speech all the time, even when he's with an honest answer, and he talks to his wife, and he talks to his kids, and he talks to everybody, he talks nicely, it won't happen to him. He won't get angry, or won't say the not nice words, when even by mistake it won't happen to him. That's what the Torah Tmimah is trying to say. If the maze doesn't happen, then the shogeg, it won't flip. A person will not fall on these things. That is the idea, and let's see the things inside what he says. ואפשר עוד לומר, ביישוב הסדר הזה. ואפשר עוד לומר ביישוב הסדר הזה, על פי מה שאמרו בכמה מקומות בתלמוד. I want to explain the sequence of עוון פשע חטאת. אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא תקלה על ידי צדיקים. וכתבו המפרשים, שהם רואים אנו שנכשל באווירה ואפילו בשוגג, סימן הוא שלא נזהר בהבנות ופשעים. Somebody who says by mistake an honest word in a formal form, it's obvious it's coming from somewhere. It happens with kids, it happens with adults, and these types of mistakes happen everywhere, and if somebody is happening as a mistake, it's a sign that it's coming from somewhere, from the maze that caused it before. Yan kilu nizhar. If a person would be careful all the time, Hayakadosh Baruch Hu mishamro midei kashel. It's saying it's more on the faith point of view. Because Baruch Hu would make sure that he wouldn't fall. Val derech shamru biyoma, kivan sheba laadam dvar avira pam rishona veshniya velo chata shuv ino chote shenemar ragli chasadav yishmor. Because Baruch Hu helps people who try out and make sure people who make sure that they're beseder and behave beseder. Because Baruch Hu helps us out and make sure we don't make the mistakes also. ועל כן, and that is why, נאמר כאן נושא אבון ופשע וחטא. First the maze and then the שוגג. כלומר, שאבון ופשע גרמו, they caused, גם לחטא שוגג. וכמבואר, שאלמלא לא עבר על אבון ופשע, if he wouldn't have done the אבון ופשע, היה הקדוש ברוך הוא משמרו, גם לחטא שוגג. Now, what could we derive from this, says the Torah Tmimah, as a Tosefet Bracha, ויוצא מזה, ויוצא מזה שבחטא שוגג כלולה גם עבירה מוקדמת. We're mentioning the shogeg, we're saying video on chetah, we're basically saying video on the things that caused that chetah, which is chetah plus the avon and pesha. That is why chetah comes last, according to Rabbi Meir, according when we say Yom Midas, this coming Motzei Shabbos and onward. כלולה גם עבירה מוקדמת, אבון או פשע, ואם כן אבי החטא כפול, the chetah is doubled. חטא לעצמו, on its own, ואבון ופשע קודמים לו. And therefore, the sequence, והביא הסידור, מן הקל אל החמור, from the light to the most severe. That's why the חטא is the most severe, because it's a double one. That is what it's saying. מן אווירה יחידית לאווירה כפולה. So that's the idea, which is also a very important mussar to take for ourselves, and watch our mistakes. Because if we see our mistakes, we have to, it's a sign that it's coming from somewhere. Okay, it's symptoms for things that probably we're not careful enough about. And here we come to the next idea, and this is coming to an idea presented basically following this idea. And we're leaving now the Rabbi Meir just for the Avon Pesha and Chatat for just a few minutes, and going to Rav Harlap, which I mentioned him in his Sefer Mei Marom, a whole Sefer, very thick Sefer, 300 pages only on in the name of Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. And in this first essay here, dealing with Akirat Shorshei HaAvirot, trying to, as I said, finding the key to our proven, trying to find where everything is coming from, going back. So he asks the question, V'tzrichim, I'll maybe read it from the page because I'd like to skip, it's a long essay here. V'tzrichim eifo la'amod al shorsham shel kol ha'avirot. Mi hu ha'gorem ha'ikari ha'gorer acharav kol ra ve'ezu shiur kiyu. What is causing all this? What causes it? Hine shanin. We all know the famous Mishnah, avira goreret avira. One sin causes another sin, right? A bad thing causes another one to follow it. So he says, we learn two things from avira goreret avira. First, as it teaches us, that if one thing is not beseder, it's going to cause in sequence something that's coming from it. But if you ever solve logic problems, it also means the opposite. Nothing comes from nothing. That means, if avira goreret avira, that means the second avira came from our first avira. So asks Rav Harlap, where did the first Avera come from? If we work it backward, where did the first one come from?
That's chicken and
egg. Right, so yes, where did it come from? Okay, if we take the Mishnah both ways, Avera goreret Avera, so it explains it means also Avera is a totza'a of Avera. Avera is a result of Avera. So where did that first Avera come from? Where did it all start? Yeah, Marsha.
Is it possible that it started with something like really small and then each time it just got worse?
Okay.
Kind of
okay, so what type of small thing? And that's what he tries to explain here. Let's see. Right.
On the one hand, Avimea says this diverse thing could be the teaching, but the Bishkaga, the mistake, by mistake,
right.
Is this very first Avera. So it's somewhere
deep
inside, and it all comes together. It's deep inside. Don't even realize it's there. We don't watch it. It gets worse. We teach it on.
Okay, so what I'm going to try to do is now, together with Rav Harlap, and maybe one or two sources, very short sources in the Gemara, to try and define what is this little thing, or maybe big thing, that causes everything. And that is, let's go to the third, there's like small paragraphs here in Rav Harlap, let's go to the third paragraph, like the middle paragraph, it's like two lines, like a line and a half. Ve'ata, okay? Ve'ata anu omdim b'she'ela amukah, tzvat b'tzvat asuya, like, one thing holds the other one. It's like a chain that's all chained together. So if it's all along one chain, utzvat kamaita heach naset. Where did the first loop of the chain come from? Okay, where did the first chain? Avira goeret avira ve'avira kamaita echavu aleh. Where did the first avira come from? And here he comes to explain. And this is where we come to our conclusion. Achen ha'inyan. They answer this question. We have mitzvot aseh, things we need to do and things we are forbidden to do. והאסין הם הסכום של הקדושה שהנחיל לנו העליון ברוך הוא. When we do mitzvot asay, it gives us kedusha. Kedusha Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvot asay so we can fill ourselves with kedusha. And the kedusha of Am Yisrael is based on the condition that we behave the proper way and mikayim the mitzvot asay fills ourselves with that kedusha that we get by mikayim these mitzvot. וכל התרשלות, as Ross mentioned before, the carelessness, וכול התרשלות באיזה מצווה תעשה, אם בזהירותה ואם בזריזותה, if from watching out from things that will stop us from doing it, or even not doing it properly, not בזריזות. And when the Gemara says, כהנים זריזים, it means כהנים do things properly, not only fast. Doing things fast is no חוכמה. Okay? The חוכמה is to do things properly. And זריזות is to do things properly. זריזים מקדים means people who do things properly do things early also. Okay? אם בזהירותה ואם בזריזותה, any התרשלות, any carelessness, מפנה מקום לעורב הזה, the עורב, like the יצר הרע, שיכול לתופסו ולהשיגו. What is the first avera? The first avera is not something we did, but something we didn't do. The first avera is the carelessness and the negligence. We need to do something, but we neglect it. We know we need to be a bit better. We know we need to improve, but, you know, We don't do it. Yeah, okay, tomorrow. Okay, afterwards. I'll think about it afterwards. I'm busy. I'm this. Next week. We neglect things. So if we neglect paying a bill, so we'll get double bill and we'll get triple bill and whatever. I don't know what. In the good case. And we neglect doing our spiritual duties, our ruchani duties. So that's what happened. That's the first avera. We don't have to do anything. It's not doing. It's hitrashlut. That is what starts it. And here I want to come and say that to my mind, this is the interpretation of the term pesha. Chachamim said that pesha means rebellion. But I say, not me, it's the Gemara in another different context, says that pesha is negligence. Let's just see two, three, four sources, quick sources in the Gemara. Number 7. We have halacha that we can daven musaf all day. Musaf, daven, can daven all day. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheva sha'ot. Okay? Till just after the middle of the day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'nikra poshea. Somebody who davens musaf after the seventh hour is a poshea. What does he mean? days are a rebel. A person who does musaf after 7 hours, a rebel. Let's look at the next source. Tanu Rabbanan. Shisha dvarim gnai lo Talmid Chacham. It's not nice for a Talmid Chacham to do. So the Gemara lists a few things. One of them is Ali kanes achrona la Beit HaMidrash. Don't come last to Davni. Except for the rabbi. Yeah. No, for regular people, you're allowed to. Somebody has to come last. No. Somebody has to come last. It's not. It's a no. But the rab shouldn't be the one. The Talmid Chacham shouldn't be the one who comes last. Okay? Why? So the Gemara says, why? Mishum dekaru leposhea. People are going to call him a poshea. If you come last, people are going to call you a poshea. Does the Gemara come to say people are going to call you a rebel? Amazed, merit? No. Poshea in this context means somebody who's lazy, somebody who's negligent, somebody who doesn't daven on time. Is lazy, is negligent, neglecting, just putting off things, right? Somebody who just comes in last. You okay? Or just not somebody. Somebody has to come in last. But if the Talmid Chacham makes himself come in last, so that's neglecting his job. Okay? Mishayano, the Gemara says, Mishayano laniach eruvei tafshilin. We're going to have to put it tafshilin next week. Mishayano laniach eruvei tafshilin. Velo iniach. Poshehu. He neglected it. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. That is the term pesha. Okay? So pesha, according to this, is not shogeg. It's not something I did totally unintentionally. I knew I was neglecting. It's kind of somewhere in the middle. It's not amazing, but it's in the middle. The most famous term probably is pshia b'shomrim, shomer shepasha, pshia. Somebody gives me something to keep, and pashati b'shmia. What does pashati b'shmia mean? I ruined it? No. I just didn't keep it properly. I neglected it. That's pshia in the Gemara. When the Gemara mentions the term pshia in a lot of places, it means negligence. And that is the key. That is the key for all the troubles. And that is the key for our improvement. Chachamim said pshia is merit. And that's why we pass him, we say chet avon pesha. But Rabbi Meir, I think, hold it from mechamur lakab. Pesha. Avon, pesha, and chatat. Avon on one hand, chatat on the other one, and pesha, which is somewhere in the middle. And that is the key. We say "Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, machalanu lakim ki fashanu" 3 times a day. What do we mean when we're saying that? I always think this is a very weird davening. Forgive me because I sinned. What? Because I sinned for chutzpah. What am I? Slach lanu ki chatanu, machalanu ki fashanu. Forgive me because I rebelled against you. Does it make sense? So, I think the pshat of the davening is that forgive us since I have realized that I sinned and I need forgiveness. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. It's not because I sinned, forgive me. The fact I sinned is not the reason for forgiving us, right? That's not the reason. But slach lanu ki, I realize that I sinned and therefore I'm asking forgiveness. Mechal lanu ki, I realized that I'm a poshea. That's the pshat. Rabbeinu Bachi somewhere on the Torah says that slachon, the key here is even though. Slachonu, even though. Lamrot shechatan. But I think there could be a third explanation. If we explain that pesha is negligence and chet is shogeg, so we're saying to Hashem Baruch Hu, please forgive us because we didn't do it on purpose. When we come ask for forgiveness, you know, the Israeli... You bump into a person on purpose and then you say you're sorry. That's the typical, right? But when we come to Kishbaruch Hu, it doesn't work like that. Okay? But Kishbaruch Hu doesn't work like that. We're saying, Slach lanu avinu ki, it was b'shogeg. Mechalanu malkeinu, it wasn't on purpose. It was just negligence. That's why we're asking for forgiveness. Mechalanu malkeinu ki, fashanu, you just neglect. That's why we're asking for forgiveness. That is the key. That's what we have to learn from here. We basically started out with Rav Meir and Chachamim. Chachamim say that Pesha is rebellion, and therefore we mentioned Chet, Shogeg first, Avon, Mezid, Taivas, and then Pesha rebellion. But Rabbi Meir Shita, so he brought 4 different explanations, or because Avon and Pesha are considered like Shogeg, or because we're aware the least of Shogeg, and that is why it's mentioned last, or because the Netziv said that Shoge could be the worst thing, because if we make mistakes in chinuch or mistakes in teaching, it could be worse than all the other averos we're doing, because it withstands forever and we can't fix it, can't correct it. Fourth explanation of the Torah Tmima, the Tosefet Bracha, that said that the Avon and Pesha causes the chet, and then became the question, how did the sequence start? If the Avon and Pesha caused the chet, what started first? Where did the Avira go? Where did the first Avira come from? And we answer by saying, by the Pesha, by the other explanation of Pesha, which is the other explanation is the negligence. And then when we ask ourselves, what can we do better, is not to neglect ourselves. It's to take ourselves, and every time we can, take ourselves some time. Just like we have, every company has once a week, or once in every time, a yeshivat tzevet. Okay? And you're thinking, what are we doing okay? We're not doing. What did we leave behind? What did we do better? What has to be done? What is okay? What isn't? Once a week, once a month, once a year, we have it. So we also have now, just a bit of time, we have a special opportunity once a year, but also once in a while, to make sure we're not neglecting ourselves. Make sure that every person else, check ourselves and see what our goals are, what we want to achieve. And that is the key for all the improvement, because if we check, fix this point of negligence, then we won't get this into sequence of we won't just fall one after the other, and we'll be able to correct everything with Zat Hashem. We hope we arrive with Tshuva Shlema into Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.